Jobindex undersøger. Læser du jobannoncer, selvom du har et job?
Absolut da.
Jeg er lidt nysgerrig.
Bare for at se, hvad der rører sig.
Er du åben over for et jobskifte?
Ikke lige pt. Men derfor kigger jeg da stadigvæk.
Præcis. Faktisk har 8 ud af 10, der kigger på Jobindex, allerede et job. Er du også nysgerrig, så tjek jobmulighederne løbende. Det starter på Jobindex.
Det her er Aftenklubben.
Danmarks hyggeligste nyhedsmagasin.
Before she made her solo debut, she made hits with Route 94 and Clean Bandits. And her debut album, I Cry When I Laugh, and her follow-up second album, Always In Between, made her the first British female solo artist to have 7 number one singles on the UK single charts. And now I have the pleasure of sitting down with Jess Glynn.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very fine. I've been looking forward to meeting you. Because I've listened a lot to your music.
Oh, amazing.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but when I listen to your music, it seems like there's a lot of you in them.
Yeah.
How important is it for you to put your stamp on it?
I think it's really important. I put a lot of what, you know, I experience in life, you know, the highs and the lows, the emotions, the journeys, the, you know, everything that I experience is what I write about, you know, and what, you know, I go through. So I guess that's probably why you feel like there's a bit of me in there, because I think every song has, you know, a massive part of me.
And you have made a lot of hit singles. If I should pick like one of your singles or one song you've made, and that should be the one that shows most of you, which song would that be?
That's a really tricky. What, one of the singles?
Or one of the songs from the albums, or one of the collaborations you've made?
I don't know. Wow, that's a really tricky question. It's not really like that. There isn't one song I think that sums me up. You know, I think a lot of them have different moments. They're all about different situations or different emotions. So it's not really like a song that sums me up as a person.
No, that makes sense. You know? What kind of song are you now? Do you have like, now you're like...
I guess All I Am sums me up quite well in the way that I love people and the way that I, you know, my relationships, I guess, a little bit.
And as I said earlier, you are the first female solo artist to have 7 number one hit singles on the UK single chart, which sounds insane in my ears. Congratulations.
Crazy. Thank you so much.
Did you celebrate that?
Yeah, I've kind of had moments of celebrations throughout, but you know, I've been really busy as well, so I haven't had any massive party just yet.
Does that put some pressure on you in some ways that you have known that you've done all these hit singles before?
It does. I guess in a way there is a pressure, but I think at the same time, you know, I don't allow what other people say pressurize me. I kind of put pressure on myself to do a good job, you know?
Yeah. And you just released a music video for No One.
I did.
Yeah, which is like a great music video.
Thank you.
And in that song you sing, they say you're no one until you're somebody to someone. Mm. They say you are no one until somebody misses you when you're gone, which is amazing lyrics. What does that mean to you?
I think to me it's like, you know, when... you know, if you come out of a relationship or you're on your own and you're doing you, and a lot of people are like, oh, you're going to meet someone, or, you know, it's always about having a companion. And I think it's not always, you know, it's not always as simple as that. And I think this song is a very conflicting song in its emotions, in that, you know. You know, when you're in a relationship and you come out of it and you're trying to be the strong one for the both of you, because you're the one that knows it's not right and you need to kind of take a step back. But then there's also that feeling of like, oh my God, have I made a mistake? Because we did have such an amazing time. But, you know, as long as if that person's not, you know, going to be the rock and the most amazing person to stand by your side, is it really worth it? And I think when I say, you know, they say you're no one to someone, like until you're somebody to someone, it's more about, you know, what onlookers and your friends, in fact, like what other people's opinions, you know, and it can sometimes make you feel that way, you know. And they say you're no one until someone misses you when you're gone, is it just states a fact, is that, you know, when you're out the picture, sometimes that's the only time they miss you, you know. It's like when you're there they don't appreciate you, but when you're gone it's like, oh my God, what have I done, you know. That's kind of the statement. And obviously in the middle eight, at the end of the song, it kind of sums it all up. Like, you know, if I came home and it all crashed down, would you be there to pull me out? If I had no one else around, would you be that somebody to me? It's like, are you strong enough to stand by my side and pull me out of the ground when things get rough? You know, I think it's a very relative song to a lot of people. I think a lot of people can relate to it, you know?
Do you do enough, you think, to enjoy the life you have now? Because you have a lot of success, but I also could imagine you are in a hurry. You have a lot of things
to
do.
There's a lot of things going on. Yeah. I'm very busy, but, you know, it's all for a good cause. And I'm very grateful to do what I do, and I don't want it to stop. So I'll make sure that I put everything I can into it, and we'll see.
And when you listen to your songs that you've made, you have a lot of advices. For example, don't be so hard on yourself, learn to forgive, learn to let go, and anger, love, confusion, roads that go nowhere. It's some good advices. What's the best advice you've gotten yourself?
Some of the best advice I have been given is to never hold a grudge. That's a good piece of advice. I feel like, you know, in life, things happen and, you know, they're not always great and people can, you know, stab you in the back or do you wrong. But I was always told to never hold a grudge because it's you holding on to negative energy and actually you don't need that energy around you. Mm. And I think a lot of the time, you know, especially coming into this industry, you have a lot of people that, you know, are a bit snaky. And especially, you know, people who pop out of woodwork. And I think it's really important to like keep a straight mind and keep positive energy around you. I always like stick by that, and I'll never, you know, I don't hate anyone. There's nobody that I could say I've fallen out with and there's a bad energy. Just because, you know, you deal with it, accept somebody for who they are, and they either stay in your life or they don't, and you move on. So I think that's the best piece of advice I've been given.
When you make music that is so personal as it is it difficult to you then to be on stage and sing again and again and again?
Yeah, I think sometimes it is, you know, it's not easy singing lyrics that mean so much to me, I guess. But at the same time, it's also quite a release sometimes, you know. You stand on stage and you let it out and people sing the song with you. It's like you're having a moment for that lyric.
Yeah. I saw your performance for the Brit Awards,
yeah.
Where if you haven't seen it for the listener, then you have you take off your makeup. Mm. Can you talk a little bit about the decision to do that?
The song Thursday, you know, the lyric in it is "I won't wear makeup on Thursday. I'm sick of covering up," you know, and it's you know, it's more than just taking off your makeup, but I guess it's a saying that, you know, who I am is enough without any of the glitz and the glamour and out all of the, you know, the makeup on my face. You know, who I am is who I am. And that's, you know, I think society pressures women especially, I think, to look a certain way, to be a certain way, and anybody who I think works in this industry, you know, to always be smiley, always be happy, always, you know, be on point. And if you're not, you get judged and you get put down. And I think it gets to a point where it makes you feel very insecure and it makes you feel like sometimes you're not enough and sometimes you're not good enough or you doubt yourself. And I think when I wrote Thursday, I was going through a few of those, I guess, insecurities myself. And I was like, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I want to do. And this is who I want to be. And that's okay. And when we came to doing the creative for Thursday for the Brits, we just came up with this idea that was, you know, I thought it was so simple, but so effective. And it was just, I'm going to stand on stage. I've never seen anybody do that before. It's never been something that I think it's like a brave statement to make.
Mm.
And I was like, let's do it.
And trying something new, it also seems like you did that with the music video for No One, because on your, I think it was your Twitter account where you wrote that this was a challenge, like none of
it. When I say that, it was just a challenge in a sense that I have never really acted like that before. And obviously that was the challenge.
How was that?
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I read somewhere that you're going to warm up for the Spice Girls.
I am.
Yeah. How did that come about?
They called and asked and I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was that.
Because
I couldn't really say no to the Spice Girls.
No, I could imagine. But yeah. I also think when you are like at our age, then you grew up with the Spice Girls.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So how is that to meet and your...
I'm really excited. It's going to be amazing. I don't know what to expect yet, but I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You have all the success that you have. And in one of the songs you sing in Don't Be So Hard On Yourself, you sing that everyone trips, everyone falls. And... you know, everybody does that.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what's the most valuable failure you've had in your career? What's the most you've learned from?
Valuable failure? I don't know what... I guess like when... I don't know if I've got a valuable failure. I think there's moments where things don't go the way you may have hoped. Or, you know, you compromise on something, or you, there's been moments, I guess, where I've compromised on things and I've done things that I haven't necessarily fully believed in, or something hasn't gone the way in which that I had planned for it, even though I'd put it out there in a certain way. And I guess you learn by listening to the people that, you know, are around you. And sometimes you learn by not listening to the people around you, because sometimes they're not always right and you've got to trust yourself. And sometimes, you know, you've got to compromise. You've got to understand, like, there's a few things that I never wanted to put out Rather Be, you know. And that's one moment in my career where I was very fearful of releasing a song that wasn't mine, and before I had released anything of my own, because I was scared that it would affect my career. And I compromised, and my label, you know, they sat me down and made me see why it was important to do it, and why, you know, I loved the song and it was such an amazing thing to be a part of. And it was something I put out, and I'm forever grateful for them showing me the understanding of that, you know, because actually sometimes you need to do certain things in order to get, you know, to where it is you want to be. And sometimes it's not always your, the idea of what you think is perfect. So like what I would have thought by releasing my own song and doing it my way might not necessarily have got me to where I am, but doing what I did with Rather Be with Clean Bandit, you know, definitely went in my favor. So I guess that was a strong lesson for me.
And that was a good answer. Thank you for that. And Jess Glynn, it was a pleasure, and I hope you have a great show.
Thank you, thank you. Nice to meet you.
I won't wear makeup on Thursday. I'm sick of covering up. I'm tired of feeling so broken. I'm tired of falling in love. Sometimes I'm shy and I'm anxious. Sometimes I'm down on my knees. Sometimes I try to embrace all my insecurities. So I won't wear makeup on Thursday, 'cause who I am is enough. And there are many things that I could change so slightly, but why would I succumb to something so unlike me? I was always taught to just be myself, don't change for anyone. I wanna laugh, I wanna cry, don't want these tears inside my eyes, yeah. Don't wanna wake up and feel insecure. I wanna sing, I wanna dance, I wanna feel love inside my hands again. I just wanna feel beautiful. Sweatpants on Thursday, and I'll drink slow gin from a can. I'll build my own independence. I don't always need a man. You know, sometimes I feel lonely, could do with the company. Oh, I get high when I'm down, but you know that's alright with me. So I will do nothing on Thursday. Sit alone.
det. Aftenklubben kan høres hver aften søndag til fredag fra 21 til 22.30 på Nova.
Nova, vi lyder i dag.
Der er nok en chance for, at du ikke lige er ekspert i sundhedsforsikringer. Og helt ærligt, det behøver du heller ikke at være. Det er Forbrugerrådet Tænk nemlig. Og de har kåret gensidig sundhedsforsikring som bedst i test. Det er tre små ord, som siger det hele. Ligesom når vi siger, tilliden er gensidig.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!